So I have tried repeatedly to progress in my material life, and despite strong candidacy of things, they didn't turn out favorably. Just when things were going to fall in place, everything went wrong. However, does it mean that one shouldn't attempt extremely hard towards such material aspirations and keep in mind Krishna's message, karma niva adhikaraste, and keep going in life with spiritual aspirations and performing duties in material world? Sometimes when we pursue material life and things can go wrong, that can happen for devotees, that can happen for non-devotees. That is just the nature of the material world. So when we say Om Shanti, 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 three times we say Shanti. The reason for that is, actually the soul is trapped in three circles, or is encased in three circles. The circle of the body and the mind, the circle of society, and the circle of material nature or environment. And now all these three circles, they can cause klesha. The adhyatmik klesh, adhibhautik klesh, and adhidaivik klesh. So this is, the invocation says Shanti three times. It is, as I said, adhyatmik klesh shanti, adhibhautik klesh shanti, adhidaivik klesh shanti. That's the aspiration for peace. So actually, just being in the material world, whether we are devotees, whether non-devotees, things will go wrong. Now, as far as karmanyevadhikaraste is concerned, certainly Krishna, last line he says, mate sangostva karmani. That do not be detached to not doing one's work. So we should not become lethargic or despondent or morose just because we don't get success in material life and stop doing things. Now we have our duty and we do that duty. So I explained in the retreat how there is karma plus daiva plus kala gives phala. So we do our duty, then the destiny comes in time, comes in rightly, and then when time passes, then the result comes. The farmer sows the land, plows the seed, that is the karma. The destiny gives the rains, and then time passes and the harvest occurs. So now in this case, sometimes destiny may not be favorable. And that's why despite our work, the results, karma, despite our karma, the phala may not come. But you should know that whatever karma we are doing, that is contributing to our future positive daiva. So in that sense, whatever work we do, it does not ever go in vain. It always contributes positively. And that's why Krishna says, mate sangostva karma, not be attached to inaction. Now, we can also observe in material life, Krishna also says that there are five factors which determine success, or which adhishthanam tatha karta, karanam cha pratakvida, vividhasya pratak cheshta, daivam chaivatra panchamam. So he says, adhishthanam. You know, if I were to do any activity, adhishthana is the field of action, that is the body. Karta, karta, that is the doer, that is the soul. Karanam, that is the senses. And cheshta, cheshta is the endeavor. And daiva, daivam chaivatra panchamam, destiny is the fifth factor. So all these five need to come together for the result to come out right. So to give a simple example, suppose there is a sports player, a cricketer is there. The cricketer has to be in basic health. The body has to be fit. Along with that, you know, if the cricketer is a batsman or a bowler, there are specific senses required for the specific activity that we are doing. Sometimes a musician may be physically healthy, but the throat may be sore. Musician cannot perform. So for specific occupations, specific senses are required. So the senses also have to be fit. And then Krishna says, karta, the musician, if the soul has left the body, the musician cannot do anything. So the soul has to be there. But the fourth factor he says is cheshta. Cheshta is endeavor. So without endeavor, things don't produce results. Nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrugaha. Subhashita says that by the past karma, a soul may get the body of a lion. Lion is supposed to be the king of the animals, but just because that soul has a lion's body, that does not mean the deer is going to come in its mouth and say, "Eat me, please." Nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrugaha. That if the lion keeps sleeping, the deer is not going to come in its mouth. Even the lion, having the body of a lion, still has to endeavor, has to chase the deer to catch it. So like that, even when we have talents, we have to endeavor. Cheshta is one factor, and then daiva is the last factor. So if we don't do cheshta, we will not get the result. So sometimes it happens that we need to keep striving for something and gradually the result comes. So now it is a matter of practical intelligence. That means, say, if I am doing a particular activity and repeatedly I am not succeeding in that activity, so should I just keep continuing doing that activity till I succeed, or should I look for some other activity, maybe some other career, maybe some other direction I should progress in? That is a matter of practical intelligence, and we can consult others and think of ourselves and decide. But in principle, failure in material life should not be taken as a license for laziness. Even if we don't get success in material life, laziness is tamoguna. Whereas bhakti is actually, normally in material life, if we are pursuing, we are in sattva, in rajoguna, in passion, when we are pursuing a lot of things in material life. And if we don't get success in material life, we may become frustrated. Now, frustration, as I said, is not renunciation. When we are frustrated, it is, the difference is that they say the three modes sometimes humorously described. Some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and some people wonder what happened. So these are basically, you could say, roughly the three modes. In goodness, people make things happen. In passion, we want to do a lot of things, but we do one thing and that creates such a, we don't do it very thoughtfully, so that creates a whole complexity, and we say, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? Aneka chitta vibhranta. So some people watch things happen, and some people are ignorance. Hey, some people wonder what happened. So if we don't get success in material life, that is in passion, we are not able to achieve. So if we go into ignorance, hey, I can't do anything. So that going into ignorance is not really conducive for transcendence. So we need to rise towards the higher consciousness. So when we come towards goodness, that means if we have some facing some reversals in material life, then if we intensify our spiritual life and pray to Krishna, some chant some rounds, associate with devotees seriously, and that will bring us to goodness. And when we are in goodness, we will be able to actually observe what is happening in our material life. What did I do wrong? Is it that I just need to persist in this very field and eventually I will achieve success? Or should I look in some other field? That we will learn when we come to goodness. So rather than seeing frustration, seeing failure in material life as a license for becoming lethargic about material life and sinking into the mode of ignorance, we can see that this is an opportunity to take a pause. We take a pause and absorb ourselves in Krishna, and then after our consciousness is raised towards goodness, then we can see and decide what we can do after that.